We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On Thursday, and then we'll get Starch Madness underway.
WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston.
My lords, with the leave of the house, I wonder if you'd permit me to offer my sincere apologies.
I don't think I snap enough.
No.
That's for the new intro.
I've always believed that we should offer rise to the highest possible standards.
I proceeded to party my face off and bang a bunch of strippers.
Of courtesy.
You're probably going to pick up some slam pig at a bar and get chlamydia.
And respect.
Sometimes you lose.
I'm thoroughly ashamed. I had not been in my place, and therefore I should be offering my resignation to the Prime Minister.
Well, first of all, pardon me while I talk through my ball gag and handcuffs.
And now,
I'm here for you.
Broadcasting live from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
He stabbed somebody over a chicken Caesar salad.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the AAF app.
How is that even possible?
You can also ask Amazon Echo or Google Home to play WAAF.
It's so easy, even old Moose Knuckle can do it.
This.
Hey, turn on your iPod, Hillman.
Is.
WTF.
The Hillman Morning Show.
They love their Doritos and, you know, they lick their fingers with great glee.
And this is not the type of entertainment that our state appreciates.
It did turn strange, but it wasn't my doing.
With him?
With who?
Fred!
With your host, Greg Hill, always seizing the day and the remote.
That's why I live every day to its fullest when it comes to naps and television.
My two greatest assets have been mental stability and being like really smart.
I gulped the gravy. Is that code?
Ew.
Any of you ladies interested in a 60-year-old moose knuckle?
Sports with the master of the spoken word, Lyndon Byers.
Well, yeah, we don't. Not for nothing. We can.
Everybody's calling LB a moron.
The go-to. I'm drunk.
I love the sexual tension between LB and Danielle.
Ew, first of all, that's disgusting.
News headlines with the always agreeable Danielle.
Where is the reservation for dinner? And where are my flowers? And where is my new stack of bracelets from Alex? I don't seem to see anything around here except for a prepaid movie ticket. What am I supposed to do with this?
This woman is obviously mentally ill. But she's evil on top of that.
I already act like a nut job in bed, so when I'm drunk, it's like you're scared.
And the angry husband of a cumber bitch, Mike Hsu.
I can't wait to turn you on.
Do you get any kind of a pass from Mrs. Hsu for your favorite actress?
Angela Lansbury.
You know what, Danielle?
Beef jerky time. You want some beef jerky?
Well, I suggest you smoke up.
It's the Hill Man Morning Show.
It almost seemed like it was one of those scripted pornographic films.
It needs a little adult entertainment in it.
Yeah, adulterize it.
And it's got to be in the can.
The glorious oral pleasure of lemon.
That's bull. If you lived here, you would probably want to say a few more things than that, right?
Is it a Monday, but we have to be in here before the clock strikes six after daylight savings time for the GD $1,000 hauler.
Woo!
Enough!
Stay tough, kid. Way to work.
I've had it.
The dedication.
I've had it. All right, let's do it.
Listen up. The $1,000 hauler is on WAAF.
This code word could win you a share of $300,000.
Starting the week off with the chance for you to win $1,000 cash right now. So wipe the sleep out of your eyes, as the saying goes, and text the code word bake in honor of Angry Mark Shue. Bake, not baked with a D, but bake. You can text the code word bake, B-A-K-E, right now to this text number, 72881. A reminder that message and the data rates apply, but text away and you'll be entered to win $1,000 cash. And I will have another code word for you coming up at 7 and then at 8 and 9 and all day long here on a Monday. And I believe that they always say that today is the most dangerous day to drive because everybody is still overtired from springing the clocks forward. And so there are more auto accidents today than any other day of the year.
That's so bizarre, huh?
Well, people are dead tired.
I think it's just a mind F.
What do you mean?
I think you convince yourself that you're tired.
Well,
people put a lot of pressure on themselves with the clock. They're like, oh, the clock's springing forward.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to be so tired. It's like, but, bro, it's an hour. Like, you get sucked into a Netflix hole for 3 hours and it doesn't affect
you. Thank you, dude.
I think it makes a difference. Yeah. Exactly. I can feel it.
I think people,
that's called misery.
They were out Saturday night and they got one less hour of sleep and then they had to spring out of bed and take care of their chores yesterday and all of those things.
Oh, they had to get up early yesterday to clean the garage.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, it is 6:02. And if you would like to be on the show this morning, you can call anytime on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1AAF. That's 617-931-1223. Or if it is preferable to you, you can text your comment anytime up until 10 on the text line, which is 97107. And joining us first this morning on the Framingham Ford studio line, it is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How's it going?
What's going on, man?
I think daylight savings time is a complete placebo effect. I mean, if you didn't tell the people and you just kind of
right,
you know, switch the clocks around, you wouldn't have any car accidents. These people have had 60 something hours to prepare for this. Give me a break.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you change the clock in the escalator? Or do you wait out the 6 months?
I hate to break this to you, and this will lead to some kind of bullying. He'll mail voicemail messages, but the Escalade changes the clock itself.
I would hope so.
Robot uprising alert.
Yeah. What about the freaking tire?
I was out there yesterday, and as soon as I got in the car, it had automatically changed itself.
Really?
Yeah. So,
does it know you're not to do that all the time? What if you drove through Arizona?
I don't know how it knows, Danielle.
I'm so confused.
I don't know how it knows, but it knows.
Is this what they sacrificed the spare tire for? So they could have the clock automatically change? Right. Is there something there?
Hey, for all I know, my friend Charlie may have been the one who went and from now on, anything that goes wrong on this show, I'm blaming it on Charlie like OJ. I watched the whole entire OJ thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I need a lot of time to talk about it, so we'll probably talk about it a little bit later on. But most obnoxious, offensive, ridiculous thing I've ever seen is OJ Simpson confessing to the murders.
Really?
on Fox last night. It was nuts. So we'll get to that coming up. Of course, as you know, and probably don't want to know, and most likely don't want to talk about, there is a blizzard coming late tonight and throughout the entire day tomorrow. So, yet another storm, our third nor'easter in less than 10 days, and the snow is going to begin after midnight tonight. And we will end up with over a foot of snow in most areas by the time it's all done tomorrow. So
I feel so bad for the people on the South Shore. They haven't even finished up with the water damage crap.
Yeah. But at least it's not more water though. Yeah. At least it's snow instead of rain, you know?
It's not like minus 13 degrees below zero.
So, yeah. So we'll keep you updated on that, obviously. But it looks like when it comes to our sports director, another 2-hour-plus commute tomorrow morning. You better leave before 4, right? I know you mentioned you left before 4 on Thursday. You better leave before.
I'm not even going there. The crap that I took for trying to be responsible, I should have just stayed. I should have just bailed like I was hammered and not even showed up.
It would have been fine.
I would have taken the same amount of crap.
Right.
I will be sleeping at the station tonight. I will be having dinner at Portobello's, crush a couple of cocktails, and I'll walk back here, and we'll be good to go.
We having corn dogs tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I want you to be very careful, LB, because I believe Newspaper John is pointing this out on the text machine, but I believe there's also an increase in the number of heart attacks that occurred today because of daylight savings time. So those are the two things that happen on the Monday after daylight savings time, an increase in auto accidents and an increase in heart attacks. Hello, Weston.
Hey, I just wanted to say to LB, you guys were saying there's supposed to be a snowstorm coming tonight. It's actually going to be a bomb cyclone.
Really?
You guys got it all wrong.
What else is new?
Boston's supposed to get a foot of snow.
Yeah, there's everywhere.
It's going to be standstill.
Yeah, everywhere is. Tomorrow, it's going to fall 1 to 3 inches per hour, it looks like, will be the snowfall tomorrow. Mm. But it's all getting underway at midnight tonight. All right, on the show this morning, coming up at 7:30, it's Monday's Mutt. A lovable dog who is hoping that you will provide them with a home. So far, you have adopted over 30. I believe you said 36 of the Monday's Mutts, Danielle.
Creeping up toward 38.
What do you mean creeping up toward 38?
We have a couple pending adoptions.
Pending adoptions? Yeah. Okay.
Got to wait till the ink is dry on the contract before we make the formal announcement.
So tell us about today's dog.
Today's dog is named Wonder. She comes to us from New England All Breed Rescue. She's a Catahoula or a Catahoula mix. Very beautiful dog. She's just under 3. I think she's, let's do the math, 32 months old.
Oh, 32 months.
If we're going to talk about our children.
All right, good. So 7:30, you'll be able to meet Monday's Mutt. And if you are able to provide Monday's Mutt with a forever home, we will be eternally grateful. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And if you don't want to, if you're too lazy to leave the message yourself, you can have Charlie do it for you. But just leave a Hillmail voicemail message, and we will play your voicemail messages back. Coming up at 8. And then, after that, we are going inside the simple male mind with someone who knows it oh so well. Our simple-minded sports director. Simple-minded Sam is what we're calling him. So, if you're a woman and you are confused and cannot figure out the way the very basic mind of any man in your life works, that could be your boyfriend, the guy you just started dating, your husband, your ex-husband, your coworker, what have you, you may ask any and all questions of LB, and he will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the simple male mind. So ladies, get ready to text your questions to Lyndon coming up at 8:10. Also, Starch Madness is underway. I got to get all the details, but I believe the brackets are up and on the website.
Whoa.
So on Friday, I spent a good amount of time after the show tabulating every single one of your sauce suggestions. And by the end of, I guess by the end of the month, we will have determined, without any doubt, without any argument, without any further discussion, what the single greatest sauce of all time is. I am the czar of sauce here in the Commonwealth as appointed by Charlie Baker. And so I need your input bracket-wise when you go to WAAF.com. And we'll go over exactly what made the cut coming up. But it is Starch Madness, and all 64 sauces are ready and waiting for you to give them the
my
nod.
My call right now?
What,
number
you're,
one?
Oh, you're going number...
The winner? What, winner of Starch Madness?
Oh, that's
Madness?
Right. Well, yes, you do have to predict. You
I'm
have
calling
to predict
the winner
that
right now, Bernays.
You're calling Bernays the overall
really?
Winner?
That's bold, LB.
Put it on anything.
It's
outstanding.
Yeah, I mean.
For nice on pasta, kid. Never mind ketchup.
I would think hollandaise had the edge, because more people are familiar with hollandaise than they are bernaise, and people hate the French. But wait, they're both French. Aren't the mother sauces all French?
I think so.
They were way ahead of the game when it came to sauce.
Yeah.
So, all right. But anyway, starch madness underway. We'll give you more of an opportunity to comment and share your thoughts on that. On this morning's Hillman Morning Show. It is 6:10, and coming up in just a moment or two, excuses LB hasn't used yet. My horse was lonely, so I brought it to the club, kid. All right, that's excuses LB hasn't used yet coming up, and we'll also get to today's Pervert Teacher Association member, who was the soccer coach and was heading more than soccer balls, I believe.
Oh,
so that is all coming up along with today's news next on the Monday Hillman Morning Show.
Hi, it's Andy in Snow Country with the WAAF Ski and Snowboard Report, brought to you by New England Auto and Truck Recyclers. Find them today at findusedparts.com. Also brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont. Visit smugs.com today. Yet another March snowstorm that will measure in feet is heading our way. The Snow Country crew was enjoying what we already have. That's what Jan did at Smuggler's Notch.
From easy runs to hair-raising steeps, Smuggler's Notch has it all. And we took full advantage of the new snow this latest storm left. 2 days of powder skiing has left us tired, happy, and very satisfied. The Groom Blues off Sterling Mountain, so fun and fast, too. We made run after run, beautiful, tight New England trails. Definitely feeling winter again at Smuggler's Notch. I'm Jan Elliott.
Watch who's ahead of the next storm, ready to ride on 25 runs while the Crotch Mountain about 24 trails open, heading day and night. Pat's Peak stays up in full operation. Loon over 50 trails and 25 miles of terrain. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis on 107.3 WAAF.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie. March is here, and you know what that means. Time to get lucky at Lux. Where else can you go to get payments lower than your cell phone bill? And spin the prize wheel to win up to a new flat screen TV. Only at Lux Auto Plus in Auburn. Go experience the difference like I did when I bought my vehicle there. If you have any type of income, you're approved. And they'll give you options. Lux has trucks, cars, SUVs, boats, and mobile homes. So go see Joe, Brian, and the team and see why I bought my vehicle there. Route 20 in Auburn, LuxAutoPlus.com.
It's the season for madness. Honeydew's Mocha Madness, that is. Iced or hot, it's the perfect combination of chocolate and coffee for a score that can't be beat. Just ask Jason Tatum. He's got some serious skills and a serious thirst for scoring.
I'm crazy about Iced Mocha Madness.
And for a limited time, get your medium iced or hot Mocha Madness for just $1.79. Honeydew's Mocha Madness. Get yours before the clock runs out. Offer valid 312 to 325, plus tax at participating shops.
Hey guys, it's Danielle. Do you think about your weight every day? Do you look at stuff in your closet and get frustrated because it doesn't fit? I know so many of us deal with these thoughts on a regular basis and wish there was a weight loss solution that would work almost immediately, especially with spring just weeks away. The answer is New England Fat Loss. New England Fat Loss made such a huge impact in my life as I lost weight and now feel so much healthier and better about myself. The key is New England Fat Loss gets your metabolism into fat-burning mode so you can start losing right away and stay motivated with absolutely no exercise required. The instant success is so inspiring as you'll do it eating only real food, natural food, nothing prepackaged like some other plans out there. And if you're not sure, ask your doctor. If you'd like nothing more than to lose weight, improve your health, and look really good for spring, set up your consult today at NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
A healthy body's where it's at. You've tried this and you've tried that. Change your life and lose that fat at NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
We realize you have lots of choices when it's time to replace your truck. We hope you choose Ford, the number one truck for over 41 years. For a great selection of trucks, it's Framingham Ford. We have a commercial truck store in the Metro West. Pickup trucks, dump trucks, work trucks, play trucks, we have them all. Priced up to $10,000 off. No one will sell you a Ford for less, no one will pay you more for your trade, and no one will work harder to get your deal done. Framingham Ford, right on Route 9, or framinghamford.com. Give us a shot. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else, we'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/rock. That's ZipRecruiter.com/rock. ZipRecruiter.com/rock.
JC here from New England Auto and Truck Recyclers. Don't use your tax returns to buy new when used will do. Make your spring sweeter by recycled parts from Neater. We have the best parts at the best price. Don't be scared of purchasing a used part. At Neater, we offer a minimum 6-month warranty. Let us help you this tax season. Call us today at 800-553-3080. That's 800-553-3080. Or online at findusedparts.com. That's findusedparts.com.
There's a lot to love about driving a brand new Subaru Outback, from its standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, which would come in handy tomorrow with the total and utter whiteout conditions that are on the way, to its premium entertainment system featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Built with hands-free smartphone capabilities, the Outback lets you keep your focus on the road ahead. Love all that the 2018 Outback has to offer, starting at just $25,895, and you're going to get 0% financing for up to 63 months. With ample ground clearance combined with X mode, the Outback is equipped for the adventure ahead. And complete with over 108 cubic feet of passenger space, the Outback is ready to accompany you for every single mile. You don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It's going on now through April 2nd. The 2018 Subaru Outback starts at just $25,895, and you get 0% financing for up to 63 months. Discover more and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. There's a lot to love about the 2018 Subaru Outback. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, Boston, this is Maria Stefanos from Channel 5. The Hillman Morning Show will be back in 60 seconds or less.
Fallon Health realizes no matter where you are in life, you can always be moving forward. Moving forward with compassion, with family, and with care when you need it. Fallon Health offers plans and coverage options to keep you healthy and happy during every stage of your life. Why move forward alone when you can move forward together with Fallon Health? You can learn more about Fallon Health at FallonHealth.org. Fallon Health, moving forward together.
Now, back to the Hillman Morning Show. The cheese whiz on your morning cracker.
Let's eat more fat people. They got them in America.
Of fat people, or let me say it like Blobbert would say it.
Speaking of fat people,
I just reached out to our director of all content that is digital, Tony, and the starch madness brackets will be up momentarily. So, starch madness underway. 64 sauces at the end of March. One national sauce champion will be crowned, and that's it. That ends the debate. I've been asked for decades when it comes to sauce, which is if I'm able to determine that one is better than another, and it's now going to be up to you. So you can fill out your bracket, Of course, at the end, if you're any kind of a self-respecting chinner, at the end of filling out your starch madness bracket, it will have all kinds of sauce stains on
the bracket.
Right. Okay, there will be sauce stains on the bracket. So I don't know if LB's calling. He's calling for Bernays to go all the way. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It could be there. You know, there could be an underdog. There could be some kind of a sauce that nobody expects to go all the way, like for instance the Merlot reduction or maybe the tartar, or I mean, who knows? I know Shu, you hate tartar sauce. You have a unnatural opposition to tartar sauce. Yes. I'm not a fan of it either, but I don't hate it. It's coming. I will alert you as soon as you can get in on that. Also coming, another winter storm. Hey, welcome to New England. We're going to have the third nor'easter in less than 10 days. It begins at midnight tonight. The weather this hour is brought to you by TF Green Airport. And snow starts. Today is fine. Today is going to be partly sunny and the temperature is going to be 39. And then after midnight tonight, the snow starts falling, and the weather experts are calling it a blizzard, so that means we'll have the wind and the snow, and it looks like 1 to 3 inches of snow falling per hour.
Yeah.
And at the end, by the time it's all done late tomorrow,
Armageddon.
It's going to be over. There's going to be over a foot of snow that falls in most every area other than the Cape. So get ready for it. There's nothing we can do about it. We can whine, we can complain. Hopefully you got your power back just in time to lose it again what they're saying is that the snow this time around is going to be fluffy as opposed to being wet, Danielle. It won't be moist snow, so there will not be as many power outages as there were last go around.
Fingers crossed.
Right. It is tiny fingers crossed. It's 6:21, and let's see. Here's a 617 text on Starch Madness, which says, "I know it's been around for hundreds of years, but I believe a strong contender will be the traditional spaghetti sauce." Now that's the tomato, and of course the tomato can be in various forms. You know, you have the marinara, you have the I believe we added, I got those guys printing the bracket off because I'm numb when it comes to sauces, and I spent so much time coming up with 64 sauces on Friday that all the sauces are running together in my head, which is a marvelous feeling.
No.
But I believe that we put the vodka cream on there. That's a variation on the tomato, but that texture is correct. Let's see. Here's somebody who wants to know if the Mac sauce made it. Yes, of course. Of course the Mac sauce made it. Here's somebody who says the mole sauce will be in the top bracket at the end of this whole entire thing.
Decent call.
Let's see.
Mole.
Wait a minute. Here's a 860 text from the home continent of Connecticut. Yeah, buddy. Sauce brackets are a complete farce. It's completely subjective to individual palates. It's the same as trying to say which IPA is the best.
What are you going to be negative Nelly for?
Yeah,
you know, it's March Madness. Hilldog came up with an insane great idea to make everybody hungry
starch
and
madness.
Eat sauce all week.
Starch Madness.
Excuse me. You know how sometimes somebody will call in and try to make a point and it's completely off the left, and we call those LB's people?
Yeah.
That texter is my person.
Why? Because what?
Because we just can't help but interject with a little I know you're putting together this whole thing, but it's kind of...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, I know.
You're putting together this whole thing, but, sauce is pretty subjective, and... You know, I don't have a very, some people have a more bland palate and can't handle a richer sauce with a little bit of a mouthfeel.
Here's a text that says, technical question here. This is a 407 text, which I think is Florida, not like the rest of us.
Yes.
where I would rather be right now than here in Brighton. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, safe Brighton. No disrespect, but we have a storm coming. That texter. Oh, can you just roll that text machine back a little bit? Of course, all the text messages are rolling in here. 407 text. Technical question. Bernays is just hollandaise with tarragon. Is that considered a separate sauce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bernays and, oh, wait a minute. Hollandaise is one of the five mother sauces.
Correct.
Bernays is not.
Yeah, it's bechamel, velouté, sauce tomate, sauce espagnole, and hollandaise. So
hot when you go over the five mother sauces.
That is really sexy.
And you know them off the top of your head.
Nine and a half weeks.
Oh, I love
sauce. I mean, Kim Basinger with some Bernays, kid. Sauced. It was so hot.
Here's a text asking whether the shrimp Alexander sauce from Morton's made the list.
Oh,
and no, I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Of course I'll be fed it.
I like the shrimps. They have two separate shrimp sauces at Del Frisco's, which I really enjoy. They have the cocktail. Everybody has the cocktail.
Right. Yeah.
And cocktails on the list during Starch Madness. But they also have like an Italian sauce, which is kind of like Italian oily,
right.
And then they have like a mustard roumelade, like a Grey Poupon roumelade thing. That's
extra mustard.
That's pretty. It's pretty good. Hello. Oh, it's Scott from Weymouth. Everybody, what's up, Scott?
I know. I really did debate. Do I call again? I'm like, I don't know if they want me calling again, but I'm gonna try.
When you said debate, what did you debate for 4 seconds? Like, I mean, you call anytime.
How was it being on Felger and Mass over there?
I did call them. I call them once. Honest to God, LB, I call them once every 4 months, only when I have something to say. I talk Bruins with them because I think the Bruins. I'm switching topics on the fly here. But let me get back to my point of my call after this. But I think the Bruins are peaking too early. I'm scared for them in the first round. I think they're going to go out in the first round.
All right.
What do you 18 to go, peaking too early.
What are you calling about?
Yes, the storm. So here we go again. I'm on the South Shore. We're going to get hit the hottest. But I'm giving a public service announcement right now.
Okay.
I want to remind everybody out there two things. A, we're all going to be on the beach drinking margaritas in 3 months, so don't hang in there.
Okay.
And more importantly, losing power is the worst.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. Everybody, make sure you have plenty of batteries.
Yes.
And more importantly, you hit the liquor store for a couple bottles and a 30-pack.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget the milk and the bread. I did see a news report last night. I was after the OJ special. OJ Simpson. I murdered some people. I cannot wait to talk about the OJ thing, which we will do at 7:20. He was laughing like a blubbering idiot when he's describing how he killed those two people. I mean, it's
got away with murder.
It's unbelievable. And he tried to pin the whole thing on Charlie. And it's, you know, and I don't know who Charlie is, but I want to know immediately who Charlie was. OJ, that's right. It was Charlie. where was I? I was watching Fox 25, and they actually did a news report on the empty shelves of bread and milk at the grocery store.
Oh my God!
Already,
yeah.
And that was yesterday. There were people that were out yesterday buying bread and milk in preparation for the storm. Hey, Newspaper John.
Howdy.
What's up?
Hey, you guys are saucing it up. I have a recommendation. It's going to suit your fancy, Greg.
All right.
Town Spa has a delightful, and I'm talking world-ending delightful.
Honey mustard?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Already, I beat you to the punch. Town Spa pizza, honey mustard, and you dip your pizza in it. It is orgasmic. Orgasmic. I believe the honey mustard is also... one of the entries in Starch Madness.
I'm calling honey mustard.
What?
People love the honey mustard.
They
I'm not going to call it.
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan? No.
Do you like the whole grain honey mustard? Because I'm a big fan of that. I like the texture. I like that extra little crunch.
What, do they put oatmeal
seeds.
In it?
No, mustard seeds.
No, whole grain. No, I'm not a fan of that. But I listen, that's why we play these games, these sauce games. So you never know who's going to be the winner. And by the end of March, we will know who the national sauce champion is in Starch Madness. Now, I have another code word for you in a half an hour. So you can do your best to win $1,000 cash. That's the $1,000 hauler. Code word coming up at 7. And at 7:30 this morning, another dog will be in the studio who was looking for a forever home. So hopefully you're in the mood to give a home to a shelter dog. And we'll have a dog in here at 7:30 for Monday's Mutt. And then at 8, we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now on any topic. Of course, the impending doom of yet another storm is a great topic for Hill Mail voicemail messages. That number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463.
Since we're talking about the Starch Madness sauce bracket, I wanted to ask you if you saw over the weekend the unveiling of the $35,000 bottle of ranch.
Yes, yes, I did. I want one.
It's gorgeous.
I think I'd like to get one.
Oh, now, it's a statement piece for sure.
Yeah. Now this is a gift for the royal couple that's getting married, and the Hidden Valley Ranch people have outdone themselves. It's a bottle of ranch, and apparently what they're saying is that ranch dressing can signify the union of America and Great Britain, because we have an American bride.
Yep. Who is, I thought you were going to say broad.
an American bride who is going to be marrying the prince.
Yes.
And our two countries can come together and at least agree on one thing, and that is the beauty of ranch dressing.
Rexit.
So did you say it was in a 24-karat gold bottle?
No, it's actually in an 18-karat white gold bottle with diamond and sapphire, because the Hidden Valley Ranch colors are blue and green.
Yeah.
So it has these beautiful little stripes. The cap of the bottle is bejeweled with all these different little sapphires and whatnot. So it's really, really pretty. Hidden Valley Ranch did put out a statement on Saturday for National Ranch Day and said that they're going to commemorate this wedding by creating a one-of-a-kind bottle to honor a fellow famous American and remind her of the familiar flavors of her home country as she resides as royalty across the pond.
Huh.
I'd love to see the royal family's garage of crap. Yeah. That's been given them.
Right.
That they just throw that on the third shelf on the left.
Boy, put that under the DVDs that the Obamas brought.
Obscure reference on that. The young Pope had a warehouse full of gifts, which included the kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Yes.
Right.
That is a
good... Is that coming back?
I don't know if that show's coming back
or
not.
Well, spoiler alert, he dies in the end. So I don't know. It'd be tough to...
Well, I mean, that doesn't bother LB. Look at the Lloyd Bridges incident.
That's true.
He doesn't care whether somebody's... All right, I am right now done. Okay, I have tweeted for your viewing pleasure a photo of the $35,000 bottle of ranch dressing, a gift for the royal couple. When is that royal wedding coming up, Danielle?
The royal wedding
It's got to be springtime, right?
I think so. May 19th, Saturday, May 19th.
Okay, all right.
That is going to... Oh, I can't. I love when all the royal family fans, especially the ones over here, start going absolutely bananas about the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
And for like weeks leading up to, because remember when Will and Kate got married, the whole thing was about Peggy Middleton and her derriere. I can't wait to see what the big, all the hubbub is going to be. And the fascinators.
Yeah. Well, this new one is a smoke.
Yeah.
The Meghan Markle or whatever her name is. There's a lot of young women who are into the royal wedding stuff. They're royal wedding hardos because
let me tell you something. Speaking of brackets, my friends and I actually do a royal wedding party bracket, and we try to see like which B-list stars that Meghan Markle had to cast off because they gave her some weird look at some point are not going to get invited. And then we actually all have a pool for who's going to get the first commemorative plate from this royal wedding and display it. And we all wake up like, because you know there's like a time change. I think they're like 6 hours ahead or 6 hours behind or 12 or something like that. So we get up in like the middle of the night and like these weird Irish guys are like over at a bar in North End like watching soccer. And we're just watching the royal wedding. It's amazing.
There are people who get up and watch these kinds of things. I remember, geez, it must have been Diana's funeral that Mrs. Hill was up at like 3 a.m. or something to watch.
Watching the live continue.
I mean, they're into it. All right, I got the...
Can Jen just hop over to the UK? Because she'll be there that long. She'll be in Italy with Julia that long, right?
Well, you know, I've scheduled my trip. Brees and I are going to go and meet Julia in England at the end of this month. So I am...
Are you
going
to get to Italy at all?
No, I'm sacrificing Italy. I'll go to Italy at some other time or something. Julia wanted to go to England. Brees doesn't care where we go.
As long as there's food.
And so.
food and foreign chicks.
That's you're such a good dad.
Well, you know, Danielle, that's what parenthood is all about, sacrifice.
You're going to whine about it the whole time, though.
I am.
The food in England? Come on, guys.
When was I supposed to sacrifice?
Well, I'll be. I mean, you've
we don't have time to get into that, sir.
You've had several chances. I mean, maybe the next one. Maybe the next go round, you'll
have it dialed in.
You'll have it. Dialed in.
You actually sacrificed fatherhood.
Yeah. All right. As long as you sacrifice something, right?
Let's see. Here's a 978 texter that says, I have no faith in starch madness unless bechamel sauce wins. Because what other sauce can do macaroni and cheese, lasagna, and biscuits and gravy, plus countless...
It's a builder. It's a builder sauce,
bechamel
for sure.
Bechamel, it's a builder for sauces?
It's a builder sauce,
yeah. See, I didn't know that. You learn something new about sauces on this show every day. All right, here's the... this is not all 64, though, on this list that these guys gave me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's only 16 on here. What is, like, honestly, do I have to hold everybody's hand around this place?
Nope.
All right. Let's get to, I will give you the full list of the sauces.
Daddy's mad.
All the sauces that are a part of Starch Madness coming up in just a little bit. Right now, the news. And the news this first hour is brought to you by...
Rivier University. Are you ready to transform your future? An online degree from Rivier can help. Choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more at RivierRadio.com. Brought to you also by the Worcester Railers. Hockey's back. Get tickets as low as $15 to see the Worcester Railers. Call 508-365-1750.
And now, it's time for another edition of Excuses.
Weak, convenient excuse.
LB hasn't used yet.
Sorry, kid. Didn't mean to ride this horse into the middle of this nightclub. I followed the... signs I got lost. It was some kind of crazy detour. Did you see that video over the weekend of the horse in the club in Miami?
Yes. And now, as an animal rights person, you're probably very upset about this, like many are.
Oh, I'm infuriated.
They feel like this was a horrible thing that happened. This woman had her horse at a nightclub.
Friggin' Miami.
In the club. Yeah. This lady had a horse. And wildly inappropriate. I don't know what's being done here. Is there
a lot is being done? Okay. So this horse, this is at the Mokai Lounge in Miami Beach.
And, The Mokai Lounge.
There's video that surfaced on the internet showing a woman in a bikini riding the horse. It's a white horse. The horse bucks, tries to throw the woman off, and then kind of saunters off to the side, clearly bothered by the crowd, the noise, the lights, etc. Petition was filed online. Over 3,000 people signed that. They want police to take action against the club. Uh-huh. On Friday, the city manager issued an order for their business license to be revoked.
Oh, boy.
Dan Gelber is the mayor of Miami Beach.
Extremely troubling video of what could only be described as insane stupidity and irresponsibility. It was something that was contrary to what our city is and who our city is. It was dangerous to this animal. It was dangerous to the public. It was inhumane. It wasn't silly or sophomoric. It was outrageous.
That's very
moronic,
upset.
Yeah.
Very upset about a horse in the club.
In the club.
Can I fiddle with your iPod for a minute, Danielle?
Sure.
Okay. I want to fiddle with your. This is not my iPod. This is your iPod.
Look at my horse is amazing. Give it a lick. Have a stroke of its mane, it turns into a plane, and then it turns back again when you tug on its winky.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Do you think so? Well, I better not show you where the lemonade is made. Sweet lemonade, sweet lemonade.
let the, as long as the horse was willing to pay the cover, they probably, it doesn't matter to them. As long as somebody will pay the cover charge, they'll let anybody in that kind of
a horse get a discount for bottle service?
It doesn't matter. All right. No, that's not right.
No.
What else is in the news this morning?
Well, Senior Senator Elizabeth Warren wants you to know, she's reminding you again, I'm not running for president.
Oh.
I'm not running.
Okay.
Okay, she was on with Jim Acosta on CNN on Saturday.
So look, I am not running for president of the United States. I am running for the United States Senate 2018, Massachusetts, woohoo.
Woohoo.
Woo-hoo.
Did she mention that she's going to lift you up? A lot of those people, they say, she likes to say she's going to lift everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
That's her thing.
No.
We have some audio from her, which we'll play during the 8 o'clock hour at about 8:35. Where she addresses the editorial, which has demanded that she submit to a DNA test to prove her ancestry. She addressed that on Meet the Press yesterday, so we'll get to that audio a little bit later on. But you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message about Senator Warren, our senior senator, and the fact that she says she is not running for the presidency or any other topic. Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463, 617-779-5463, and we'll play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. Tomorrow, Nancy Know-It-All at 7:30 on this show. So if you happen to be in a situation, a life situation, in which you're not sure of the way that you should ask, you can ask the obnoxious know-it-all that we have in the studio with us every single day. Her name is Danielle. So,
hello.
She knows everything. So just email mantown@waaf.com. That's mantown@waaf.com with your Nancy Know-It-All question, and it will be answered tomorrow morning on this show at 7:30 or thereabouts.
Tomorrow on WAAF, it's Looney Tunes Tuesday.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
All day at the top of every hour, we get loony.
Shut up or you face.
The devil came up to Boston. He was looking for some balls to break.
Looney Tunes, at the top of the hour every Tuesday, only on WAAF.
There's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMARTER for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Marianne!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with all white meat chicken and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
I'm David Rosenberg, CEO of the Prime Motor Group.
It's time for Prime.
These days, more people are doing their research online before they come into the dealership. And that's a very good thing. Because when you know all the pricing data up front, you know a good deal when you see one. And that puts you in control. And we practice full price transparency that makes buying a car from Prime fast, fair, and simple. In fact, at all 30 Prime dealerships, which represent most every car brand, we'll help you do your research, showing you the latest prices on independent websites like Edmunds. So not only do you know you're down in monthly payments, you know exactly what you're paying for that car, what you're paying for fees and financing, and what you're getting for your trade-in. In short, at Prime dealerships, even before you buy a car, you're already in the driver's seat. And it's about time.
It's time for Prime.
To find your Prime dealership, visit driveprime.com.
It's time for Prime.
Spectrum is increasing our starting internet speed to 100 megabits per second. And it's still just $29.99 when bundled. We're talking unlimited, no-holds-barred 100 megabits internet, so you can stream all you can stream and download and game. You get the idea. And no data caps. We've unleashed 100 megabit starting speeds for the same great price, just $29.99 when bundled. Visit spectrum.com for details. Restrictions apply.
Are your baseboard heaters ugly, rusty, and outdated? Now there's a fast and inexpensive way to make your baseboard heaters look like new. It's the revolutionary Neat Heat Baseboard Reconditioning System that will never rust, dent, scratch, or fade. And it's easy to install. No special tools or contractors required. It installs over your old baseboard heater in a snap, and it will last forever. Neat Heat can be found at Home Depot or online at homedepot.com. For more information, go online to getneatheat.com.
Now also available at Lowe's.
Hi, it's Arthur Campbell, General Manager, Framingham Ford. As I was putting this spot together, I was thinking, what makes our truck team different? Prices were all pretty competitive. Trades, we love used trucks. Good ones, bad ones, ugly ones, no one will pay you more for your trade. Inventory, the sales team always has the right trucks. Our finance team can get truck deals done. And we have a service department that's the best service team in New England. We have fleet customers that travel 30 miles to have our guys work on their trucks. Framingham Ford, Route 9 Framingham, no one will sell you a Ford for less.
Hello, Boston. Geico presents things that'll make you feel good.
A penguin can jump as high as 6 feet in the air. That's nearly a dunk. Something else to make you feel good. Geico's been offering great savings and service for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. And that satisfying coverage isn't just for your car. The Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo. And Geico offers motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. You know what else will make you feel good? In Providence, Rhode Island, every night skyscrapers and tugboats blink their lights on and off to wish kids in a children's hospital good night. And Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. So breathe easy. We've got your back. Plus, you might be able to save even more money because Geico could help you find savings like military or federal discounts. And Geico offers emergency roadside service.
So, Boston, contact Geico online at geico.com. You'll feel better after you do.
Do you love the freedom of being on the open road? Then you should think about training for your commercial driver's license with NATS. At New England Tractor Trailer Training School, you'll get behind-the-wheel career training with instructors that want to see you succeed. There's financial aid available for those that qualify, and if you're a veteran, NETS is approved for GI Bill education benefits. Call their North Andover, Mass. Or Pawtucket, Rhode Island schools today at 844-74-TRUCKS. That's 844-74-TRUCKS. Or visit NETTS.com.
Hey, you've heard me talk about my friends at Revise Energy, but my question is, have you called them yet? Please tell me you called and set up your no-cost mass-save home energy assessment. I received new LED light bulbs, energy-saving power strips, and 75% off my insulation work. And if you're a homeowner in Massachusetts and you haven't called Revise Energy yet, stop what you're doing and call them now. Revise will send a home energy advisor to your house to install no-cost LED light bulbs, energy-saving power strips, and more. You've already paid for the service through your utilities, so why wait? You'll get the money back, and you'll see instant savings in your energy bills. So make it a priority to pick up the phone and call Revise Energy today at 800-885-SAVE or sign up in less than 30 seconds online at reviseenergy.com. Some restrictions apply. Offers are subject to change or cancellation. Visit masssave.com/HEA for full details. Start saving with Revise Energy today.
The Hillman Morning Show returns in 60 seconds or less.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 857-242-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Boston.
Hey,
Hey, Boston, it's Craig Shoemaker.
The Love Master.
I'll take you out for breakfast. I could hold two cups of coffee and a dozen donuts right there, baby. Yeah, I was circumcised by a bandsaw. That's right, baby.
And you're listening to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF. It's not a wrestling network.
I love this. Apparently, during the break, several of our listeners who are whores turned over to another morning show, and Scott was on there repeating the exact same call that he did on this show.
Of course,
minutes,
he was.
Yeah. 20
he has no
earlier.
Content.
That's right. They did the same exact thing with
the guy.
Like going to the Packy and stocking up for
the
storm.
And, rack yeah, and the, yeah. That's what he does.
Yeah. Hey,
he's got a script
coming up in about an hour. At 7:50 or so, the first, or it might be the second skirmish in the robot uprising goes to the humans. Massive,
nice.
Massive victory. Massive skirmish victory for the human race over the robots. And I will share that developing news with you coming up at 7. Now, we're getting closer to St. Patrick's Day. It's Saturday.
Yeah, kid.
Which is gonna be out of control. Did you go to the St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday in Worcester, Marchu?
I did not. I actually hid.
Oh, you hid from that event?
My wife works at a local package store.
Yeah.
And yesterday was kind of like their Christmas, almost, you could say.
Uh-huh.
And just walking over there to bring her lunch, I was just taking my life in my own hands.
Wait a second. You go over... out of man town. You went my wife lunch. What a romantic man you are. You brought her lunch at work.
She's working.
Did it have antifreeze in it?
Not everybody operates like you, guy.
She likes a tuna salad sandwich with lettuce and tomato and some chips and a small picture of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have to wear like a Cumberbatch mask or something when you go deliver the tuna salad to her?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, a lot of people were tweeting me from the parade yesterday, and it looked like it was a good time out there in Worcester. So,
well, it was a nice day, so the drunks were parading down Chandler Street from Worcester State, already stumbling.
Nothing wrong with that.
There were bodies all around the 7-Eleven, and they were only halfway there. It was incredible.
Well, WAAF's Murphy Madness is going on. That means that you can win Dropkick Murphy's tickets every hour, every single weekday from noon until 6. So every single, as is the case always at this time of year, every year, every single Dropkick show is sold out at the House of Blues, and the only way in is to win. And so make sure you're listening starting at noon today and every day this week, and we are giving away a pair of tickets every single hour from noon until 6. That is Murphy Madness exclusively here on WAAF. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Well, here's a text that says, we do the same show every day with our dull Danielle content. I don't know what that, which particular.
Which dull Danielle content are you talking about? I have a lot of it.
That's a 401 text from Rhode Island. So my sincere apologies to that particular Rhode Island person for our dull Danielle content.
Let me go to the interwebs and see what you have going on today. Stand by.
Here's a 978 text which reads, the landscaper brings Mrs. Hill her lunch.
Oh.
What? How dare you?
Excuse me.
All right, hold on a second.
It's the jeweler.
all right, so real quick, you want me to go over, do we have time? I want to get to the soccer coach who is the Pervert Teacher Association member of the day today because she was heading more than soccer balls. But before we do that, before we do that,
I appreciate
to get around that
on Monday.
Kid. That's good. That's why you're the best, man.
27 years.
27
years.
Standing.
That is good.
So, but I want to go over just the sauce battles real quick during Starch Madness, and I want to see what you think early on when it comes to these particular these sauces going at it with each other. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, March Madness underway. Obviously, bracket show yesterday, and you're going to be furiously filling out your brackets all day today, and nobody's going to get anything done, and productivity is going to drop across America because March Madness is underway. But on this show. On this show, because I am the czar of sauce here in the Commonwealth, as appointed by my friend, the governor, Charlie Baker, I want to, for once and for all, put to rest any and all questions about what the single greatest sauce is. So, based on your suggestions on Friday's show and a sauce, I was going to call it a brainstorm session, but it's really a mouth storm session. On Friday, I came up with all the sauces, and here's the way they go. All right, first round, game number one, port wine demi-glace versus poutine.
Ah,
what?
That's going to be
that
a tough one.
So lopsided.
What do you think? Oh, that's lopsided?
And
in your opinion?
Come on,
all right.
Man.
Game two, sweet and sour versus piccata.
Sweet and sour.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You think
sweet
so?
And
get out of here. Sweet and sour's out, man.
A lot of people love the sweet and sour.
Wow.
Game three, brown sauce versus Worcestershire.
Now, here's my question going.
Oh, here she comes.
Well, it's
Nancy,
no, it's
freaking
a,
know-it-all.
It's not a know-it-all question.
You
it's
could ruin a wet dream with your nonsense.
I could.
What
that's
it,
true.
What is it?
Where you said poutine. In the first matchup in the first round.
Yeah, don't try to be all nitpicky with me for crying out
loud.
Well,
I'm just trying to see if the brown gravy is repetitive.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Danielle, the brackets are set.
The brackets are
just
set.
Just pick the winner.
I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm just
it's
asking.
All set.
Consult the NSAA handbook, all right? The National Sauce Athletic Association.
They made
the rules. Yes.
Then you got the hoisin versus the marsala.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge Marsala fan, so I might go hoisin.
Yeah, I'm a big Marsala fan. Yeah.
Then you got the Arrabbiata versus the Bolognese.
Oh, that's tough, too.
That's a tough one.
I like both of those.
How about cranberry versus vodka cream? What do you think advances in that one?
I've never had vodka cream sauce.
You haven't?
No.
It's good.
Oh, you just like the vodka part.
Yeah, right.
You say, give me the vodka cream sauce without the cream, please.
I double back on that. I do the cranberry sauce, and then I have the vodka.
Is that in the can?
Yes. Yes, it is, Mike Chu. The cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
The can is the best way.
Then you got Cheese Whiz versus the Mornay.
I like it.
Oh, Mornay all day.
I mean, that's
kind of like a basic cheese sauce versus one percenter cheese sauce.
Wow. Right.
That's an even matchup, I feel.
And then what about the lobster versus the au poivre?
Au poivre all day.
What's au poivre? Is that?
That's like a peppery kind of au poivre.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like a... It's kind of a tan cream sauce
cream.
Thing.
Yeah, lighter.
But it's got the
black
peppercorns
in it. Yeah, okay.
The au poivre.
I don't think I've ever had lobster sauce.
You haven't had lobster sauce?
No.
Have you eaten at a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, but I don't.
No, you've had it.
No, I haven't.
They'll probably call it something else.
Yeah. There's no lobster.
Yeah.
All right, then you go first round, the vinaigrette versus the Merlot reduction. You got Bordelaise versus enchilada.
Ooh.
Tough one there, I think. Then you've got the Chick-fil-A sauce versus the – we went with a bunch of different – we didn't just do barbecue.
Perfect.
We did the different – now, this is a regional thing.
Yeah. Right,
but
we did the different
styles of barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay, very important when it comes to sauce. As the czar of sauce, I will tell you that. So you've got the Chick-fil-A sauce versus the Lexington style barbecue sauce.
Now, what's the flavor profile in the Lexington style?
The Lexington style is kind of an oily, an oily based style.
Okay,
and it does not come in a plastic bottle.
Then you've got the tartar versus the mushroom gravy sauce. Okay.
Mushroom gravy all day.
Okay, mushroom all day, really?
Tartar sauce.
It's kind
gross.
Of a setup right there.
Cocktail sauce versus mint sauce.
Cocktail.
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 Classic,
just because it's cocktail.
Classic gravy versus the South Carolina mustard style barbecue sauce.
That's my favorite barbecue.
That's my favorite also.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
If you're having a pulled pork sandwich
with
coleslaw,
that.
You have to have the mustard style, the South Carolina mustard style. Then you have the duck sauce versus the Alabama white barbecue sauce.
Outstanding.
I don't think I've ever had that.
That's
kind.
One of the rarest of the barbecue sauces is the Alabama white, but it is delicious. If you ever get a chance to go to Alabama.
I'm open to it.
Then you've got Bernays versus...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.